Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money
at Menards. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This week on The God Pod.
So I told my mom, she like didn't know how to break it to me. She's like, you can't be a priest ever. Oh. But she took me to an Episcopalian church. She was like, you could be a priest here. Oh. I was like, I'm going to perform at a smaller venue. Like, are you kidding me? I got used to like losing like 1,000 followers a month there was one point where I was losing even more. Because it would be like, every time I tweeted something normal, I feel like the people who followed me.
What the hell is this?
Because I'm brave, they're like, wait, why do I follow this person? Yeah.
Play the hits! Why are you
Why isn't she calling people out?
I don't care what you ate for lunch.
Oh, the internet is weird.
Like, this picture of my sandwich is important. I also want to smite the Catholic Church for not letting people fuck. that's... Oh, no.
Let's hope your mom's not listening. You just smited the entire Catholic Church.
Her church that she chose. Welcome to the God Pod. I'm your host of hosts, the good Lord with the most, the one and only Almighty God. Thank you for joining us as we attempt to restore order to the multiverse. I'm here today with my pals, Jesus and Satan.
Hey.
There goes Satan.
Hello, one and hello all. It is I, Satan, the Lord of Darkness, feared among everyone. Hi. Hey, what's up?
I like it. That's good.
Decided to really, you know, add a little bit of fear this morning.
I like that. You know, I've got my rhyming thing that I do. Jesus is humble. He doesn't do anything. He just says hi.
Well, I tried that one, and I don't think you guys liked it. When I was like, rising for you every week. Kind of like
I don't remember that.
Oh, I can bring it back if you want.
Yeah, it was pretty forgettable.
I appreciate the effort. Well, let's say hi to the listeners.
Hey, listeners.
Hello, listeners.
Hello, human. Thanks for listening. Welcome to the God Pod. I love you. You are definitely going to heaven now. Just so you know, the God Pod is a huge and successful podcast. The God Pod is the best podcast in the universe. We're getting 20,000 listeners per episode. We're in the top 0.5% worldwide. But
wow.
We still have work to do to reach number one and make those losers at the top cry. So please get involved and help us grow. Tell a friend. Become a disciple. Give us 5 stars. Maybe write us a review. It's free. It costs you nothing, and it really helps us out. And it helps you out, because it's going to make you feel good. But write us a review. We'll read it on the air, as we're about to do in a minute. But first, you should also know the God Pod has a Patreon. At patreon.com/thegodpod, you can unlock all our exclusive episodes, where we say what we really think. Also at patreon.com/thegodpod, you can join our Discord server and connect with all your fellow GodPod fans. Finally, we're going to start holding monthly parties. That's right, on Friday nights, for about 2 hours, all of our patrons will be able to attend a live taping of the GodPod. Get on the show, drink wine with Jesus, smoke a joint with God, smang Satan. Friday night God parties, it's going to be fun. Sign up today at patreon.com/thegodpod. Okay, let's read some reviews.
This one says, Jim Cornette would be an amazing guest, God.
Okay, I'll work on that. I just Googled, and I see he's a former wrestler and commentator, and he follows me on Twitter. So I'll try.
Perfect.
For you, Zelda is God, 123, although I don't know about your username. But thanks for the 5 stars. Jesus, this is a good one. The last episode, me and Satan read 3 really angry ones.
Yeah.
Because we're libtards, apparently. And now we got 2 good ones.
And I just want to say quickly, I like your username, Zelda is God, because I like the Legend of Zelda games. But anyway, Mark B. offered a 5-star rating. A terrific satirical view of nearly every aspect of everyday life. Very nice. Relatable and entertaining, as long as you can take blasphemy and religion with a grain of salt. I always get a laugh. I follow on Patreon for the extra content and Discord channel access where prayers and commentary are answered. It's interesting to go back and listen to the first episodes and see how the pod has evolved. Well worth my time and money to get that chuckle and smile.
Ooh,
yeah,
thanks,
God.
Mark.
In fact, I think it was only about a year ago that more panelists joined the show.
Yeah, for about a year, it was just me and you, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we got tired of each other and we said we need to add some new people finally.
Yeah. We need more, you know, it wasn't that we got tired of each other. I just had some
just
of these
kidding.
People bugging me up in heaven, you know, Moses, the Holy
right.
Spirit. They're like, "Wait, you have a podcast? When are we going to be on?
I want to be on the podcast." Yeah.
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 And the Virgin Mary and even Satan now.
I never asked. I was forced to be here.
The power of Christ compels you. Let's get to our interview. Welcome to the God Pod, Kelly Bachman.
Thanks for having me.
Hey.
Tell us about yourself. You're a comedian, right? A singer, songwriter?
Yes. Yes, I'm a comedian. I also try to make music sometimes. I live in New York, in Brooklyn, from North Carolina. I was raised Catholic. What's up?
Oh.
God.
Oh, cool. What's up?
Yeah.
Do you still believe
confirmed.
In? Yeah. So does that mean you still believe in me?
Yeah, I believe in you. I don't really subscribe to Catholicism after
right.
You know, you know.
All the things.
But yeah, my my grandma's Jewish as well, so, you know, a little crossover.
Nice. Uh-huh. Cool.
Yeah.
So you still believe in me. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
There's some days where I struggle with it personally.
Yeah, I feel like my belief in you has become more abstract, but it's nice to put a face to it right now.
So, what was it like growing up in North Carolina?
It was cool. I have 4 sisters, so I'm from a big family.
So it's 5 sisters total.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was fun. I like my family. I always knew I didn't want to stay in North Carolina, though. I never really felt like I fit in like the the rural small town life. So
yeah.
I
so
always
you moved
figured
to the big
I would
city.
Move to New York. Yeah, and I've lived here like 7 years.
7 years.
Yeah.
And in Brooklyn.
Yes.
7 years in Brooklyn. That
yeah, well,
sounds like
yeah.
a movie title.
It does. It does.
7 years in Tibet. It's
now
a
I'm actually thinking
one.
About moving to LA, though. Like I'm,
ooh,
I'm like wondering
yeah.
if I'm at the end of an era. Like Satan, you know what that's about.
Hell yeah.
LA,
hell
I'm
yeah.
I'm assuming that's the where the entrance to hell is. But
yeah, right. Right off of Topanga.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm thinking of moving there. I don't know what I'm going to do. But
yeah.
I just,
lots of,
you know, I'm ready for, like, something to happen that would be good for my career, you know.
Lots of opportunities.
Well, that's
there.
What happens in L.A.
Yeah.
Everyone that goes there succeeds, right?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. That it's, if you can make it there, you make it there.
Wait, that's New York. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere because it's just so fucking hard.
LA is if you can make it there, you can make
if
it there.
If you can make it there.
Holy shit.
Why?
How?
If
you
how can
did you
make
do that?
It there, you can certainly live anywhere else because that's probably one of the more expensive places to live in America.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus, for keeping us humble over here, keeping our finances in check.
Yeah,
you know what, Jesus? It's hard to live anywhere in America. They don't pay minimum wage. A decent minimum wage. So that's cool. Better weather there, too.
Yeah, and 2 of my sisters live there. So
do any of your sisters live in
New York? No, unfortunately not.
Come on.
Yeah, I know. Why didn't they come here?
You got to make this happen before you hit another New York winter.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I was thinking about moving at the end of August, but like, I don't know. We'll see. I've got a lot on my mind.
What are the rats and cockroaches like in L.A., Satan? Because I know they're pretty huge in New York.
No, compared to New York, they're so chill. They're so relaxed. They're all surfing.
Does L.A. have a pizza rat?
No, we don't have a pizza rat. We've just got a terrible, you know, unhoused population problem.
Right.
Not calling those rats at all. They're just, it's just lots of homeless people here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like tons of good food.
Yeah, okay. Well.
Well, we have good food in New York,
too. There's good food in New York, too. What are you saying? What are you saying?
I did see two rats fighting yesterday. I was pretty excited.
Yes? They were fighting?
Yeah, they were screaming at each other. Like,
wow.
It's terrifying.
It is terrifying. So we hope you get out of there and make it.
Yeah, do you like swimming in water?
Yeah.
Do I like swimming? I'm not a great swimmer, but I love the ocean. Like,
what are your feelings on the sun?
My feelings about it. I think you need to keep it right where it is. You know, like let's not get it any closer. Not get it any. You know, more exposed to our atmosphere, but I love it, you know.
Yeah.
Grateful for it.
Mm.
Cool. Well, you also, you write screenplays, right?
I do, yeah. I wrote a lot during quarantine. I wrote like 5 pilot scripts or something. I still haven't figured out really what to do with those. I also wrote my first novel manuscript, which I'm also...
Wow. Congrats.
I like kind of spent all this time writing, which is always what I hoped I would do if I had a lot of time.
Good for you.
I haven't really... figured out how I need to like move that into being money.
right.
But
you use the time to, well, whereas the rest of us just sort of like existed.
I tried, you know, I had very dark days, of course, mm-hmm. like I guess everybody, but I sort of made this deal with myself where I kept pretending I was in like a really bad fellowship where I would tell myself like you have 1 month to write this pilot or like to write this thing, and at the end of that like everything's gonna go back to normal and you're gonna wish you had used this time. And I would do that like every couple months. I would set a new deadline of like when I need to get things done by, because then everything's gonna get back to normal.
Yeah.
And then eventually that was true enough, but but I knew it wasn't true most of the times I said it. It was like something I tried
deadlines
to trick my brain.
Deadlines are very important, yeah, for getting things done. I thought for a second there you were going to say you made a deal with the devil.
No, never, you know.
Because
I actually, you know, my mom is really big on telling... My mom is very Catholic, and she's always called me, and she'll like... one time she told me, Satan, tell me if this is true, but that she kind of had like a vision that demons were coming to New York City and like surrounding like New York comedy clubs, surrounding like hovering around comics to fill our minds with sadness. Is that ring a bell?
How did your mom know that?
I don't know. She's
that
really
is like
she's really
deep undercover.
Wow.
But she told me, she was like, she was telling me this on the way. I was on my way to an open mic, and I was like, Mom, and she was like, go tell the people at the open mic. And I was like, Mom, you know I absolutely will repeat what you just said as a joke. And she's like, I know you will, I know, but just promise me that you'll say, I rebuke you, Satan, at the end. Like, she's like, you can say whatever joke you want to say, but at the end, I need you to just say the words.
I rebuke you.
Crazy. I remember, because this was when? This was a couple years ago.
Yeah, this was like 2019. Pre-pandemic. Yeah.
I remember. It was like Feb 2019. I had this feeling of like, whoa, one comedian is resisting me in New York.
You know,
the rest are miserable and angry.
It was weird because my mom like was so serious about that, like a demon was going to come to my comedy show. And it sort of did happen. I sort of did have like a really demonic person come to my comedy show.
Oh yes. Wow.
Okay,
was this around the time of SantaCon? Was this like when all those drunk Santas take the streets?
No. I was in like October 2019, I was booked on a show, and the producers invited serial rapist Harvey Weinstein, who is like, who is like a demon. Gosh.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%. He's a demon, right, Satan?
Yes. But not my favorite.
My mom, you know, had told me to like say I rebuke you, and I remember thinking about that when I saw him. Like, my mom is like, she's not wrong.
Yeah, she's got some telepathic abilities.
Yeah, she's always been very serious about like Catholicism, because she converted to Catholicism. Like, she wasn't born Catholic. I feel like if you choose it, you know, that's an intense choice.
Yeah, you really gotta like double down all the time. Otherwise, you know, you would be admitting that you made a mistake. We can never do that.
But like, I feel like people who like pick religions versus people that are born into them, it's a different vibe, a different approach.
Totally.
Yeah.
So you rebuked Satan or one of his demons in person.
Yes, yes, I did. And, you know, I was thinking back to what my mom actually, you know, I recently started trying to talk about this on stage.
Maybe we should play the clip.
I'm feeling a little tense. Anybody else?
Yeah.
I'm a comic. And it's our job to name the elephant in the room. Do we know what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Freddy Krueger in the room, if you will. I didn't know that we have to bring our own maze and rape whistles to Actors Hour. Oh. No? No? Oh, shut up. Yeah. This kills at group therapy for rape survivors. They love it. Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah! Yeah! I have been raped, surprisingly, by no one in this room, but I've never gotten to confront those guys, so just a general fuck you to whoever I...
Yes, girl!
Good job,
Epic.
Kelly.
Wow.
Epic.
That was great.
Basically,
wow.
As a kid, I actually... you may remember me praying about this god. I actually wanted to be a Catholic priest as a child.
Wow.
That was like my dream job. And I think it was because I had like one of those funny priests who would tell jokes at the top of the homily.
Right. What was his name again?
It's Jack.
Father Jack. Right.
And he would like tell little jokes at the top of the homily. And he would kill every time with this very attentive audience. And I thought like, I want that. So I told my mom. She like didn't know how to break it to me. She was like, you can't be a priest ever.
Oh.
But she took me to an Episcopalian church. She was like, you could be a priest here.
Oh.
And I was like, like, I'm going to perform at a smaller venue. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm going to like go for this generic brand.
So that's what inspired.
I want to perform at bigger and bigger churches until I'm like broke one day. Like, I want to like move up in this structure. But,
right. What's the point of doing it unless you can play the Vatican someday and Radio City Music Hall? So that launched your comedy dreams.
I was this really religious child, and you know, my mom would like, she would essentially say, "I don't want to like make my mom's, I don't want to make my mom sound like
we are loving you know? Your mom so far."
But she was like, she would say that I'm a prophet, and that's an intense,
whoa.
Like,
what she
label.
Was saying was that you're going to make a lot of profit.
She said,
you're really going to amount
to
something.
Kelly is a prophet, and it's because I had a dream when I was in, like, third grade, or I had a recurring dream. And essentially, like, to shorten a long story, she said that I predicted 9/11.
What? Did you?
So I would have dreams. I had a lot of dreams that were like very like intense.
Mm-hmm.
My mom like felt like they were psychic dreams that I had as a child. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she would kind of talk to me very seriously about the concept of like visions and things like that. So then fast forward when she like said she had a vision about demons coming to my comedy show. When a demon came, like I thought back to like what she had said about me as a child, and I was like, wow. Okay, I came here to warn people about 9/11, and
Yeah, I remember when you
warned people about demons, and I'm all out of 9/11s.
I remember when you made that phone call to the FBI when you were like 9, and they just ignored you.
It's sad when your sense of purpose really passes by you at age 10, but
9/11 affected a lot of people in many ways. But yeah, she was right about the demons, and you told that fucker off. Good for you. Well done. Bravo.
Yeah.
But what was the aftermath of something that viral like?
It was pretty intense. And so it was sort of that and like an op-ed I wrote sort of I exposed my own identity of like as a survivor, mm-hmm. someone who has trauma. And it was something I hadn't talked to my family about really or anybody. And it wasn't. So in one sense, looked like, backed into a corner and I have to talk about this and I'm talking about it on stage. But actually also in like 2017 or 2018, I had produced a show called Rape Jokes by Survivors. And it was something that was really important to me where I booked like comics that were survivors.
Right.
And even though I wasn't in the show, it was always important to me like this, like trying to make humor out of like this trauma that I experienced. Mm. So in a way, because I had been trying to literally sell that show and I had just gotten back from LA where I was trying to sell another show and also had a meeting about that show. And I remember they were like, sorry, we just like can't get a celebrity attached. Like this mm-hmm. isn't going to happen. And I got back and I remember feeling like in this cosmic way, like that I all of a sudden had this renewed sense of wanting to like work on that show or work on things like that.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause literally the day before I was about to like not give up, but I was sort of, after I had that meeting, the company I was working with seemed like ready to let go of the project.
Right.
I remember thinking like, you know, maybe that's fine. Like maybe I can just, I don't need to like joke about this. I can be funny about regular stuff. Like, right.
Because the content was too serious, dangerous for them.
Yeah. I think they just like, they really wanted like a big celebrity attached to like, to like make it have like the credibility of like approaching something so serious.
Right.
But I had just was like, thought I'll focus on my other show and my other stuff I have going on. But then like, it seemed like almost felt like this universe type sign of like, nope, you can keep.
Right.
All of a sudden I sort of had the credibility as someone who like people were following on Twitter because of this thing.
Right.
And like people were asking me to like write an op-ed or things like that and where I could like speak on this. I was being asked to instead of like me begging people to let me like right. do this thing and then being like, that's
and
too
then
much.
You gained like, you know, how many followers on Twitter? Like
it was, yeah, like 100,000. It was like, yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Very. And I had never used Twitter before really.
Right.
So that was like my first tweet. So that was pretty intense. And it was like just being kind of known in comedy after not doing it very long was pretty overwhelming. And I sort of just tried to focus on like doing the type of opportunities that I wanted to do anyway, like just focusing on like what I want to do and seeing like what I could, I don't know. I sort of like tried to keep tunnel vision on like the things I was excited about, because anytime I looked at like the response and I would get very overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of got back to working on that show, and I wrote a show with my friend Dylan Adler called Rape Victims Are Horny Too, plug. And it's a musical comedy show featuring songs like Tell Me I'm Hot and Don't Fucking Touch Me, Trauma Mia, Here We Go Again, Man, I Feel Like a Victim, that's a Shania Twain cover. It's like a silly show and really joyful show. And I'm still like, I still mostly only that show I do about that kind of material. Like all my other stuff I do is about regular my life.
Right.
But
no, but it's important
to process
that.
Yeah.
And you know, there's so many women that have been assaulted.
Yeah. It's scary. It's true. It's very, there's this huge, there's this collective wound of so much of humanity. And every time we do the show, we can feel like the impact of having these conversations and how healing it can be. So it's definitely important to me to keep doing that. But also, you know, I'm like a silly person, so I try to like make sure I'm still being my regular.
That's a hard thing to balance with that subject matter, right?
Yeah, it's hard to like I'm sometimes I regret when I accidentally bring it up, like because I realize then I'm gonna like go down the serious path, and I'm like, dang, I could have just kept talking about, you know, my mom, like regulars
predicting 9/11.
But I mean, it's heroic and it's important.
Yeah, let's go back to talking about 9/11.
Yeah, that's funnier subject.
Yeah, I was like, I was really in the light stuff about how I predicted 9/11, and then
I will say all those shows sound badass.
Yeah,
can they make a run, a tour around L.A. and or hell?
Yeah, I'm hoping actually. My show partner were looking at trying to do a show in L.A. in October. So
nice.
You will see.
Well, now you have an excuse to
get
out there.
When you move there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If I move there. But whether I move there or not, I think I do want to do that. So,
Kelly, is what you did with Harvey, did that inspire that scene in Hacks on HBO? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. I watched that, and I remember. And
you should sue regardless.
Felt,
wait, you should try to sue.
I haven't finished the last episode, Jesus. Is it in the last episode?
Jesus, edit in the episode. Yay, Hacks. Yay,
no, but
great
what
job, Hacks.
In the finale of Hacks is
God damn it, I haven't seen it, Jesus.
I'm sorry, but Kelly's here. I have to
bring it up. Okay, go. I should have finished it.
What happens in the final episode of Hacks is basically what Kelly did, and I feel like
really?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. If there was any kind of, I have no idea. Who was that episode written by, Pat Reagan, or who wrote that?
I don't know.
Okay, it might have been a comedian in New York, but I feel like if it could be someone like knows that story and maybe the concept of it was in their mind. I don't know.
Okay,
I have no idea.
Wow.
But if so, like that's cool. And if not, you know, I enjoyed the episode.
Yeah,
I see you sometimes. You're still getting harassed by these trolls, right?
Yeah, well, it's like every time I was just thinking about that this morning. I was telling someone that I remember that I have this tweet. I occasionally I'll have like a viral tweet or something, and it's just like a tweet about Bill Cosby being out of jail, and like
right.
I had heard like Chris D'Elia is doing shows in LA, and like Louis C.K. is performing regularly, and like sort of saying, it said something like, but people say like, but yeah, cancel culture has gone too far. And that
yeah,
meant, and
exactly.
Then what happens whenever I tweet something like that is like, I guess people say in the comments, like whatever. And I just mute it. I don't follow that stuff. But then sometimes someone will like get my email address and send me like a really, evil email.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just like, I can't not see that because it's like in the subject line, I can see it. And sometimes I guess I found myself getting a little frustrated because I think there's this false conception that like people who are whistleblowers or like people who like tweet about the Me Too movement, that they like get rewarded or like get all these opportunities.
Exactly. They think like, oh, she's rich now. She got 90,000 Twitter followers.
Yeah, I remember
and now
my mom
time.
Even like yeah. When I tweet, she like sent me jokingly. She had like Googled me and like it said like my net worth was like $500,000 or something. That's
Which
just like
bullshit.
Not real.
These websites make that shit up out of the thin air. You don't get paid for having a lot of Twitter followers.
But yeah, I don't get paid. I work in a restaurant. Like I'm still just like comedian trying to get spots and like write and get representation and like do all the things like a comedian starting out tries to do. People really a lot of times just will have this narrative of like survivors that are speaking out being like opportunists who get all these.
Exactly. It fits totally to the pattern of what they do to anyone that speaks out. Oh, you're
so
trying
I
to
got,
cash in.
So I like angrily tweeted something about that. And then I like as soon as it started to get a lot of likes, I deleted it because I realized I was like focusing so much on one negative like email I got. And like just I was really angry about it because it was like a very. Just like the words really upset me. So
no, the things that they say is like totally deranged.
But so I deleted it. But then before I deleted it, I remember you messaged me asking me to do your podcast. And it made me laugh because I was like tweeting out this like angry thing. Like, and then it was like a message, God.
It was it's like, just like that
God
thing
saying, do you want to do my podcast?
That was why
I was like, people say I don't get opportunities. People say
that's what it was.
And then you know what? Like, that, well, I have
that's exactly what it was.
You,
I was That's exactly what it was. I was like, man, this is messed up. Okay? You get, like, nothing but punishment for you know, doing the Lord's work there. And you're not actually getting, you know, I know how it is. You know, no one's showing up with checks from George Soros. You know?
Right.
And it's messed up because what you did was heroic. And anyway, I know what it's like out there on the internet. So, yeah, that was, I was like, man, this is,
yeah. Well,
we gotta talk to Kelly about how fucked up this internet is.
It is fucked up, but also it's like a lot of people just sending me messages saying that, you know, thanking me or like saying I'm brave. And mm-hmm. I realize I get a lot more of that than negativity. So I'm lucky. Like I get a lot of people will come up to me, even like when I'm working at a restaurant, like, and be like, are you Kelly? Like, and say like, I'm like, oh yeah, I made it clearly.
I'm like, here we are. An extra dollar.
But you know, I'm still just trying to make it like everyone else.
Just Kelly and, from the block.
Yeah, trying to be funny. And my friend was actually trying to cheer me up about it like two nights ago. And he was like telling me, he said I should try to think of myself like a Spider-Man type who has to like sell pizzas by day.
100%. He's right.
And then at night I'm like, fuck you.
Spider Woman.
You know, these people, these chuds on the internet, why, I want to address them for a second. Why do you defend these monsters? It's like, it's the same dudes that'll, like, defend billionaires. They're, like, jumping, no, don't make fun of Elon Musk. You are not them. You never will be them. Okay? Like, just leave Kelly alone, you fucking assholes.
Yeah, I'm like, a happy, joyful person. I'm having a good week. I usually like, other than like during quarantine when I feel like I had no choice but to be online all the time, I try to stay offline unless I have something.
Yeah.
Good.
Something to say. And
what do you do instead of getting online?
You know, I hang out.
The stoop.
Cool. Oh, I didn't know you were cool.
I go to shows. I try to perform stand up when I can. I work in this restaurant, I work on music. I try to, you know, go on hot dates sometimes. I'm just like,
it's the New York City comedy
just like
dream
like everybody
life.
Else.
Yeah, it's a TV show. So,
yeah.
What is your dream career goal? You're going to move to LA, you're going to put your show on, you're going to start writing movies, right?
Well, my goal has always been to since I moved to New York to be a TV and movie writer.
All right.
And for a while I tried to pursue that by was working in film production and like being assistant to producers and like trying to get in that way for years. And then I started making my own short films and making sketches with comics, being in the sketches. And then I would see like those comics would get writing jobs and I realized I need to start performing like to have a face to my writing. And then I started doing stand-up and then I actually enjoyed stand-up a lot more than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
And after really only like a year of doing that, it is when it all kind of blew up. So I was...
Oh, I'm going to send really... more, you know, me and Satan are working on this. We're going to send more demons to your sets. So that you can do this all over again.
Yeah, it's like, it's not something you can really, it's not, you know, I was thinking about that because I've had some friends go viral and they'll like go viral for like a funny video they made.
Right.
And then they can like make more videos like that video and like kind of build on the momentum of the following.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who follow me, they follow me for like the most specific random thing that has nothing to do with my sense of humor or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So unless I like, I'm tweeting. So I've had to kind of accept that unless I'm tweeting something literally like on that line, like on that subject,
ugh,
like that's what this following
no,
likes.
Don't pigeonhole so Kelly. Like,
no, I won't. I don't do it. I still just tweet out whatever I would want to tweet. But I like kind of accept that like
unless it's about
a lot
that,
of my followers are not like there for that. So
stupid algorithms.
It's like I can't just go around like calling people out.
Right.
Posting. Like, so I can keep the momentum. So I just don't think about it. And I got used to like losing like 1,000 followers a month because, or like there was one point where I was losing way even more because I would be like, every time I tweeted something normal, I feel like the people who follow me.
Who the hell is this?
Play the hits.
Because I'm brave. They're like, wait, why do I follow this person? Yeah,
play the hits. Why are you
making isn't she calling people out?
I don't care what you ate for lunch.
Oh, the internet is weird. Like,
this picture of my sandwich is important.
I love this turkey club.
Oh, do better, humans. She's a person with a heart and a soul, and she eats lunch.
Well, you know, that's fine. You know, they have the right to unfollow. I don't take it personally, you know. Yeah. I think it's fun. If I can keep losing followers and if I eventually get down to zero, like, I'll have a party.
Yeah, that's where it's at. Thanks for joining us. Where's the best place for our listeners to follow you?
They can follow me on Instagram at Kelly Bachman, or they can follow me on Twitter at Belly Cockman, which is the reverse spelling of Kelly Bachman, not phonetically.
C-O-C-K, right.
And then they can also... I actually just started a podcast with my friend Dylan called Q Music, where we have on guests every week and they tell us a story and then we improvise a song based on their story.
Wow.
That is so clever.
So,
you know, these songs, that Q Music, first of all, check it out, subscribe to Q Music, and give it a good rating, 5 stars, all that. But I was going to say, musical comedy can do so well on the internet.
Yeah, you know, we posted one of our songs from the show online.
Mm-hmm.
Tell Me I'm Hot and Don't Fucking Touch Me. We put it on our Instagrams and mm-hmm. we made a music video and that was fun. And I haven't really I haven't embraced like my musical comedy side enough. Mm. Like I'm a little shy about it. Like I'm like, I haven't posted posted songs online.
It's a really difficult medium, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I'm a little internet shy.
Me too. I'm shy in general. I think that would work really well on like TikTok. But
yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. So follow Kelly, subscribe to her podcast, Q Music. Yeah, thanks for joining us. It's an honor.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. It made my day when I was having that bad day.
I need to get stoned. Anybody else want to smoke a joint with me right now?
Sure, let's do it.
Oh shit! I didn't bring it with me.
Oh, no.
Damn it. It's not in my pocket. All right. Next time. We'll get stoned next time. Let's take some questions from our angel patrons next. How about that?
Okay.
Satan, why don't you read this one?
I noticed his mic's muted. Maybe he stepped away. Or Satan, do you know your mic's muted? Oh, there you go.
Yes. I was in the bathroom.
Satan, we're going to do...
What's happening? What did I miss?
Well,
I ran to the bathroom for literally 15 seconds and came back and okay. Everybody was quiet.
Because we're waiting on you.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Satan went to go take a leak and he came back. And yeah, we're going to answer some questions from our angel patrons. Why don't you read this first question, Satan?
All right. Squirrely Kone asks, God, why did you delete that tweet? And now before God can get a word out, I'd love to say, I don't know why. Why did you? I don't know what tweet we're referencing.
Yeah, neither do I at this point. But as someone on Twitter, from time to time, I'll delete a tweet. Don't ask me why. I don't know why. I just write something and instantly say, that was terrible. Delete it. Just like I did with the dinosaurs. And it's a sign of mental illness, really. So just know that I'm trying to get better at it.
I don't know if I would go that far. Is it mental illness? You're just realizing maybe it's not best to be on Twitter. Maybe it's not the best joke you've written.
You're right.
Damn.
I'm so hard on myself.
Smash him, Jesus. Go for the throat.
No, sometimes this I just is don't, the opposite
no,
of
it's
bashing.
Exactly. I don't want the heat that comes from, you know, or I'm just like, this just does not make me look good.
Or sometimes it feels, but I've been there too, where I like tweet something or I'm about to tweet something and I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to post it, but I feel better having typed it out.
Right. It's that Abraham Lincoln write an angry letter approach that you never
yes.
send.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So sorry about that, Square Laconi. Let's get to the next question, Jesus.
The legend Cadus asks, when will we live as one people? So I guess they're asking about peace. World peace.
What do you think, Jesus? This is a good question for you.
Oh, that's tough. I
don't
know.
Didn't you die to, like, make that happen.
Yeah, and nothing changed. So I'm not going to take that approach again. But I think it would help if people just started listening to each other, maybe talking face to face. I think
listening
when it comes
to the God Pod, I thought you were going there with it.
Of course, listening to this show. I think people are a lot more comfortable fighting behind their computer screens. And when you actually try to talk to people face to face, you have better conversations and it gets less heated.
That
sometimes
is a beautiful thing about some of this like social audio thing that I've seen is that exactly people on the internet behind their screens, behind their little typey, they're insane.
Yeah.
The things they say, how dare you? It's like people on the highway and you're driving past them and all of a sudden they're giving the finger. But if they were next to you in person, they would never do that. They would be all smiles and sunshine, or at least not that insane. So do better, humans. And I think Jesus is right. You have to listen to the God Pod, and that'll bring you all together as one. I see this kind of like Bill and Ted's, you know, where they have that band that basically saves the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Their music is just so good, it unites humanity.
What was it called? Something Stallions.
Wild Stallions.
Wild Stallions. Tight. Okay.
All right. Last question from Boris11. And Boris asks, Five Finger Death Punch's song, Wrong Side of Heaven, says God is a woman. What's that all about? Well, Boris, yes, I am. I'm whatever you want me to be. Okay?
You are everything and you are nothing.
What? Sure.
Ariana Grande says that too. There's a whole song by her as well. God is a woman.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Hopefully I can get someone to replace me on this podcast so I can take some days off.
Like Ariana Grande? Is that what you're hinting at?
We'll see. We'll see. She might be tough to get. Busy schedule and all. Mm-hmm. We did this last week. It's called God's Question of the Week. So here's my question of the week that I asked the world. What would make church more exciting? And we got some fun answers here. Kelly, do you have any ideas for what would make church more exciting?
Well, I know as growing up Catholic, I noticed that every 10 years or so, they try to switch up some of the words. Instead of saying, like, peace be with you, they'll say, like, and also with you, say, and with your spirit. Or they switch it up, you know. They change some of the... I think they could make some other change.
Yeah.
I would say I had an uncle who used to always say after going to, this is a Jewish uncle, after going to temple, he would say, keep it short and in English.
Keeping it short is really what people appreciate. When that sermon runs long, oof.
Yeah. I mean, if keeping it short, I love when there's like, I love the jokes. I love when the priest starts doing stand-up.
Father Jack, right.
Yeah, that is probably... He used to tell this good one. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
So this is... So you know, Jesus, you remember this. In the Bible, Mary Magdalene is about to get stoned to death for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Being a Christian.
And then Jesus says, let you who has not sinned...
Right.
Cast the first stone.
Right.
So... Famous. Father Jack sets up that story that we all know. And then he says that at that moment, a single rock flew out of the crowd and hit Mary Magdalene in the face. And then Jesus said, not you, Mom.
That's some good Catholic humor.
Oh, good job, Father Jack. You're making stuff up, and I love it. See, I agree. More comedy. More Father Jacks. Some of these answers are pretty serious. You know, if they paid taxes, if I would show up, that would make church more exciting.
None of the creepy stuff.
Yeah.
God's not getting a lot of weird stuff.
Someone said orgasms, and it's like, no, fewer orgasms, please.
I think if you add a basketball or maybe two basketballs to church, so, that would be pretty
someone
fun.
Says arresting pedophile priests right in the middle of mass.
Okay, that's like a cops episode.
That could be fun.
I just also love a chill priest. Father Jack also was very cool about like if I asked a question that would you know make me feel alienated from the church, he would just like one time I asked him like, what about like Jewish people, like, are they going to heaven? What does the Catholic Church say? where I would say, like, my parents are divorced. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I would ask him after church. And I remember he said, you know, you don't have to believe in all of it.
Ah, that's amazing.
And I was like, so grateful I had such a chill.
That is, you're very lucky. It wasn't because creepy. We had another guest on about a month ago who got kicked out of Catholic school in second grade for asking too many questions.
Yeah, I had a lot of questions, and I was lucky that Father Jack had answers that made me become agnostic instead of atheist.
And Billy Thanks, Joel Father wrote Jack. A song about Father Jack, right?
Billy Joel?
Yeah, like, Father Jack will get you high tonight.
Oh, yes, I've heard that.
Father Jack will get you high tonight.
So, Father Jack was actually sober. I remember because one time we took communion with him, and he drank grape juice instead of wine. And
he was in front of you.
He asked if we would let him consecrate the grape juice, and we were like, yes.
Wow.
Well, good job, Father Jack.
It sounds like an absolute sweetie pie.
Love him. I hope he's alive.
Someone else suggested that we make some of the pews electrified, and that also sounds fun.
Okay.
Thanks for your answers.
I think you should book Father Jack on your next show.
I agree.
You should look him up.
Can you? Okay, well, we'll talk offline. All right, let's get to a few stories in the Me Damn News. Take it away, Jesus.
Yeah, Catholic Monsignor who wanted to deny Biden communion resigns after cell phone links him to gay dating app.
Whoops.
He was found on Grindr.
That's no Father Jack, am I right? Giving Father Jack a bad name.
Father
I might
Jack
become
off.
Catholic after this.
I saw a tweet that had that headline, and it said top, the top Catholic priest, and then it's someone like a screen... posted the screenshot and said, why does it matter that he's a top?
Exactly. Well played.
Mm-hmm. Whoever tweeted that, you know, you deserve credit.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's good. He was exposed. One less person trying to prevent Biden from taking communion.
Isn't that always the way? Isn't that always what happens?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, I heard a statistic that like 50% of Catholic priests have sex.
Oh yeah, it's higher than that
with adults. Mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's like a normal thing.
I think they should really just change that rule from the Middle Ages that said they can't fuck, and you should let them fuck because they're humans.
Yeah,
it's unnatural what you're doing. Catholic Church.
Did Jack fuck? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know if he did or not.
I'll tell you he did. That's why he was so chill. And if all the all the priests fucked, they'd all be
adults in consensual relationships, which we have to stipulate here.
Yes. But also Catholics need to stop saying like if you're gay, you have to become a priest or a nun, because that's like basically in the catechism.
Really?
Like, because I remember that was one of the questions I asked, and it was like, what if you're gay? Because my grandparents are gay. And I remember
both of them?
My mom showed me in the catechism, it says like you're allowed, you can be gay. Like Catholicism acknowledges that people are gay and like that they don't choose to be gay.
Mm-hmm.
And that, but they say like you have to be abstinent.
That's
and
insane.
I think there's a lot of encouraging of people who like, who are open about being gay to become priests. And then they're having, actually, mostly just having consensual sex with other priests is what I think happens.
Hmm.
It creates a system that protects secrecy around sex. And then if you're like a psycho creep guy, you're like, oh, this is the perfect environment for me to get in here and be awful because this system has to protect. Because it's already set up to protect secrets. Like when people have sex. Or like someone gets pregnant, they like hide it, and it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing, and I wish
they should stop that.
Stop telling people to be abstinent, that's
and insane. Let me be a priest so that I can.
Yes, would you still do it?
I don't know.
It's
been, you know, I've already grown into an adult who's accepted that I'm not a priest, but if they could go back, they would have one more priest if they had changed their silly role a long time ago.
And you would have been a good one. I just think telling people to be abstinent is insane. That's like telling someone, don't take a shit for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
They should be able to get married. I mean,
they should be able to take shits. With that, let's move on to the next story, Jesus.
Can I just ask quickly, you said your grandparents are gay?
Yeah, my grandma and grandfather on my mom's side are, or my grandfather was, my grandma, he's died, but they're gay, and they were married, and they divorced, and then were both gay on their own.
And they both realized they were gay after they got married?
I think they knew they were gay. Okay. I don't really know the full... They were in love, in a way. They were kind of ahead of their time in terms
Maybe
of...
Maybe they were bi.
I
don't know. They both said gay, but maybe my grandfather was like bisexual. I don't know, but they both were always wanted to have sex with their own gender.
Interesting. All right.
Good for them.
Just wanted to hear a little more about that. Next story. COVID patient in Louisiana says he'd opt for hospitalization again over the vaccine. What the?
Crazy.
Yeah. And meanwhile, there's that conservative radio host in Tennessee who's hospitalized with COVID. Did y'all hear about him over the weekend?
No.
He wasn't very pro-vaccine, and now he's changed his stance now that he's hospitalized.
I feel like we've seen this.
That's like what happened with Trump. He got vaccinated.
I feel like we've seen this story 100 times, and usually it's they're on their deathbed, and they're like, I'll take that vaccine now.
Right.
But here's a guy who is literally like, no, I'll go to the hospital again.
I'm always get nervous when like news stories like that are out because it's almost like this person, I don't know if they're like insane or like what they're like, why they have this take.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I wonder if you're someone who is seeing more people who like are anti-vaccine, like have a microphone and talking about it.
Right.
Is that helpful?
Right. Like he's doing it for the attention.
Or is it like, if you're like anti-vax at home, you're like, you see that person and you're like,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like them. I don't know. I don't know whether it's like, I think ever since like giving Trump negative press, like got him elected every like, time something like weird and like really wrong gets a lot of press, I get nervous about
that. Right. Like Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert. Now, like, give me attention. I'm a troll. And it's hard not to pay attention to these idiots.
Yeah.
I did hear, though, that over the weekend, they had the most vaccinations in a 24-hour period the entire year. So, like,
oh, really?
They did jump up again. And I think this is because of my commandment last week.
It was definitely all because of you and your podcast.
Yeah.
And not the Delta variant rising.
It was, hey, I chipped in, okay?
There's
a lot of us, you know.
I would guess it's because this Delta variant is on the rise, and there have been these reports about everybody who's hospitalized with COVID currently, pretty much everybody, like 97%, those people are unvaccinated.
Exactly.
We have just hard evidence that the vaccine protects you. So,
if evidence matters.
And I feel like so many places are making it required for you to be vaccinated to do fun things.
Yeah.
And people are frustrated with that, but they want to have fun.
Right. You can't go to the restaurant.
I don't think enough places are making people get vaccines.
No.
Right?
No, not enough.
How's it? I know in New York, it's like in order to go in basically most places, you have to show your
I guess proof I'm going
vaccination,
off of
really?
Which is wonderful. I think that's wonderful. LA needs to catch up.
Next story, FBI admits it got 4,500 tips on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, palmed them off to Trump counsel. And that's probably why those went nowhere.
Motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. 4,500 Yikes. Tips.
Yet another scumbag who just gets away with it. And
He sucks.
He sucks. Exactly. Damn it. And now they're going to fix that, right? Jesus, because Biden's the president and they're all going to Merrick Garland it up. And
you think they're all going to fix it? I can't speak to that. Does this article say that? No.
No, I'm just saying they're not doing anything. What the fuck?
Well, it's too late,
I
guess.
Can't they impeach
I don't know. I think it's really tough to impeach. I don't think Supreme Court justices can get impeached. They can just be killed.
We are not suggesting that or advocating that.
No, I'm just saying it is it is always a possibility to kill anyone.
That well,
it is always.
That's just the only thing is if they
maybe the most
they voluntarily retire or if they expire somehow. That is the. It's like this is good. This is ancient kind of rules. You have to die like you're the friggin' emperor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a disturbingly bad system we live.
Somebody needs to walk up to him and give him the what for and say, like, you suck.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I rebuke you.
I rebuke you, Satan.
But it's going to be interesting to see what happens with him, though.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Speaking of which, though, there were some people this weekend who did tell off some scumbags.
Yes, great transition. Senator Rand Paul was told to get fucked during a virtual town hall. And here's the clip.
For that, we'll go ahead to our next question now. Mrs. Alexis Toon, you are live with the senator. You can go ahead and ask your question.
Hi, Senator. I am a proud Kentucky citizen, and I just wanted to tell you to get fucked.
The woman's reaction, her head just like falls. She can't believe that just happened.
This is the level of discourse that I've always wanted.
Yeah.
Just saying the truth. Plain as day is just fuck you.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're
sometimes
just.
That eat a dick and choke on it, I yield my time guy really started a.
Was he one of your inspirations?
He really started something.
Yeah.
In L.A.
Heroes. Heroes. It doesn't stop there because there was another person this week.
Yeah. Tucker Carlson was confronted at a Montana fishing shop and he was called the worst human being. You have to listen carefully. They're whispering their insults at each other.
I don't care, man. Okay. Just you are the worst human being. Known to man. I want you to this city, to the United States, to everything else in this world. I don't care that your daughter's here. What you have done to people's families, what you have done to everybody else in this world. Son. Don't call me son. One.
See, notice the camera there and then try to play it off like I'm cool.
I love this. Good job, Montana man.
Yeah, I just love how calm it is. Like, God forbid the people in the fishing shop be disturbed by this attack on Tucker Carlson.
You are the worst human being. I like that. That's free speech. And of course, the right wing did not like this at all. Right? They want that guy arrested and blah, blah, blah.
Arrested.
Well, I've heard that happens in Washington, D.C. a lot with that people like quietly confronting like some of the senators when they're like out to eat and stuff can get pretty tense.
Yeah, that's how it's always been done.
Yeah.
It's like, listen, I mean, for Tucker Carlson to think that he can just get away with the shit that he says and not have anyone mad at him.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Is insane. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so good job, Montana guy. And thank you, humans. That's all we got in the me damn news this week. I mean, there's so much news. We could talk until the end of time.
Always.
Did you guys see that they picked that monkey going to Jupiter?
No. What?
Fake news, y'all. Not a real thing.
Comma was debunked.
Oh, yeah. Satan's weekly fake news that he provides. And now's the point in the show where we will discuss Bless, Smite, and Second Coming. What's that, you ask? Well, we're all going to go around and pick something that we liked about the episode and bless that. We're going to pick something that we hated and smite that. And we're going to pick something that we want to see more of. And we'll call that our Second Coming.
I'm going to bless Kelly for coming on and talking all about 9/11, bringing back the time where Satan ruled. And also, I want to bless you rebuking Satan. That's to talk straight to power is a bold move, and I respect it. You know, Thanks, anybody Satan. That can clap back at me, I'm here for a good time.
Thanks.
And I want to smite the moment in the podcast nobody realized I went to the bathroom because I thought I was being sneaky and you guys all just stopped talking. And then I think my second coming, what I want more of is I think I really want more of Father Jack. Mm. Something about him, you know, opposites attract. I'm the Lord of Darkness. He seems like a very sweet man. So yeah, Father Jack, hit me up.
All right. I'll go next. I want to bless Kelly's mom for her premonitions and for telling you, Kelly, to rebuke Satan. I really like that. And thank
copycat.
Thank you for. Did you say Kelly's mom?
No, I said copycat.
You blessed Kelly. I'm blessing your mother.
Copycat, dude. You're
but copying. Thank you also. But also bless you, Kelly, for joining us on the God Pod. It's an honor. I would like to smite Tucker Carlson always, and see more of people telling him he's a terrible human being. And I would like to second coming more of Kelly's musical comedy and screenplays and a show in L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to bless the people who confronted Rand Paul and Tucker Carlson and would love to see more of that, especially if it's on video. I want to smite Satan for leaving during the pod. That wasn't right.
Oh my God.
We're watching.
No bathroom
you.
Breaks, Jesus?
No bathroom breaks.
No what bathroom is this, breaks? What, Jesus? Warehouse? No. What is this, Amazon? Yeah.
Copycat. I just said that.
Wait, you said that before me? Damn it. You're so fast.
And I want a second coming, Kelly predicting more terrorist attacks. That could be really helpful, Kelly. So keep that up. Share them with us. If you don't want to share them with us, and we'll
okay,
share these
I'll
predictions.
Try. I want to bless my mom also because I feel like when I talk about her telling visions, it sounds like I'm just fully making fun of her. But actually, I think she is really in touch with her spirituality, and I'm grateful for her.
Yeah.
And if she's listening,
do you think your mom would listen to this? Something called the God Pod.
I don't know. Just gotta cover
well,
my.
She's listening.
She's
shout
gonna
out.
Discover it
shout
organically.
Out Kelly's mom.
Kelly loves you, Kelly's mom.
But I love my mom, and she doesn't like when I talk about her. So sorry. I also want to smite the Catholic Church for not letting people fuck. that's. Whoa.
Let's hope just, your mom's not listening. You just smited the entire Catholic Church.
Her church that she chose.
My mom knows how I feel. And I feel like you would have a lot more people subscribing to Catholicism if you just updated slightly.
Okay? Right.
For a second coming, I want more people saying that people should get fucked when that is an option to say that.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, especially... I notice famous people will be really shy about telling people to get fucked.
Oh, yeah. For the
career. Backtrack. Mm-hmm. And they'll apologize and be like, actually, I don't know what I believe about international policy.
right.
And I wish those people would first get fucked themselves and then, you know, grow whatever organ they have so that they can be a little more useful.
Yeah, ballsy. Be more like Kelly Bachman and have the nerve to say the truth. I love that. That was great. Yeah, you know what? Basically, you're saying we need more of the God Pod because on the God Pod, let's review that today. We've applauded these people for telling douchebags to get fucked, and we said the Catholic Church should get fucked, but in a different way.
They should let them,
yes, have lives. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, gang. Thanks for joining us, Kelly. That was an honor.
Yeah.
And come back anytime.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Woo! We're going to close out the show with your new commandment of the week. Thou shalt confront gigantic douches in public when you see them and tell them they're a huge piece of shit. There's nothing wrong with it. It's free speech. It feels good speaking truth to powerful douchebags. You'll go viral, gain a bunch of followers, and most importantly, Tell a gigantic douche they're a huge piece of shit. Thanks, humans. Keep telling off those scumbags. You're doing the Lord's work. The Lord has spoken.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.